Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, stealing golf carts, realtors, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up in just a minute.
Time now for the guy who'd rather play the ukulele than have sex.
Jake, honey. Come to bed. I'm wearing nothing but a grass skirt and a smile.
Hey, wait. I'm working on this Bach piece right now. Wait. Just give me a minute.
A piece of Bach is what I had in mind for you. Come on in here, baby.
Wait, it's a really complicated piece. I need to concentrate. I need some quiet time here with my ukulele.
Forget the ukulele. How about you can lay me?
Wait. I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate my G-string into this song. Give me some time.
Want to see me wearing that G-string?
No, come on. I'm working on this. I heard it on the classical channel when I was driving down the Leaky Leaky Highway.
I have a better idea. Why not come in here and take a spin on the Nookie Nookie Highway?
Wait, dear. I'm cleaning my uke. I'm just polishing the head of my ukulele right now.
You've got about 30 seconds to put that thing down or you'll be polishing the bishop on your own.
Wait. I just got one more chord to master and then I'll be ready.
That's it. Master that chord and then master your bait. I'm out. Here.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I have more time to practice.
This has been the guy who would rather play the ukulele than have sex.
Yeah.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks very much for joining us. Chick, a little under the weather today, as is Mr. Godwin. But we're fighting through this. Like everybody else has been the last few years. What is it now? 2 years plus of the whole COVID thing. Our fellows have some intestinal issues. This is not a COVID issue this time around. I struggled with this over the weekend, and interestingly enough, had jet propulsion not been discovered yet, I would have discovered it.
Oh, isn't that
it let you figure that out. You know, as I gravity my ass.
Well, it was in your ass. That's right.
Let's see. Now, we look around the room, and we see, there's Willie G. Hey, Willie, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
A lot of fun. We had a lot of fun on Tuesday, didn't we?
Yeah. My goodness. Thank you, Cincinnati. That was incredible.
Great show. At the Hard Rock Casino. Thank you, Fox, et cetera, et cetera. Ace Cosby is our engineer. He's right over there. And I think are you cool doing a bonus edition of the Ace Cosby Joke of the Day today?
Of course.
Because it was a stellar one earlier in the show.
Stellar.
Repeat or do a new one?
It's up to him.
Okay.
Right now, I look over there. I see Jeff Oskey. On Fridays, he typically does his news we failed to mention. We'll get to that. There's Christy Lee, of course, who just piped in. And Josh Arnold is right over there. It's good seeing you, Josh.
Likewise.
We were talking about Josh's career earlier in his life as Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes.
And where was that again?
Six Flags St. Louis.
And because the topic came up because you're holding your brand new coffee mug.
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to thank the Shinkles from Kentucky for sending this to me. What a nice gift.
What is it? The Shingles?
Shinkles. Yeah.
The Shinkles, of course. Yeah. Of course. Fascinating. Just lovely cup. And can you grab that?
I'd be happy to. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, fellas.
Floyd.
I've enjoyed your singles program.
Oh, thanks.
Be sure to get your shot this year. Yeah. Boy, I heard y'all talking about Josh Connelly going to town with another guy when he was dressed up as Foghorn Leghorn back during his cross-dressing days. Well, I kicked a shine when I heard him tell it.
Well, wait, someone got into a fight with him. He was in character in the costume.
Well, you don't have to go to Disney, Tom, to see people dressed up in costumes, you know. couldn't believe my eyes yesterday. I seen the gal. Now, she wasn't a lot lizard, but she was definitely a commercial woman. Right there on the street corner waving me down.
Yeah.
Dressed up as the Statue of Liberty. I wanted to tell that stupid horse, you won't be having me a regular wear the nightgown. If I wanted a big gal in a nightgown, I'd just go home to Big D.
Sure, sure.
Boy, we did this rain, don't we?
Yeah, oh yeah, it helps.
Not really, actually.
You know what they say, April showers bring stupid buzzards that can't pump the brakes.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Very profound. Yeah, that Statue of Liberty may be a...
in front of a...
tax place, maybe.
Yeah. No doubt, yeah.
Yeah. And they're not due the 15th this year. They're not due the 15th this year, right?
18th,
yeah.
Sorry.
Mine are already done. I'm all good.
Braggart.
In fact, I sent the checks off and...
Braggart.
Been popsicling my ass ever since.
Well, this is a new phrase to me. Popsicling your...
Ease the soreness.
Oh, you know.
Really?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like a frozen hot dog thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's got to be... you got to really set your feet. It's got to be quite bracing, I would say.
We got a letter here about Six Flags.
What does it say?
Well, I mentioned that Daffy... A girl who was Daffy, Bugs, and Sylvester ended up being my girlfriend while I was Foghorn Leghorn. Well, this gentleman says, in 1986, I was training in Fort Lee, Virginia. I went to the Six Flags Park and hooked up with Hong Kong Phooey. She was hot, he says. Quadruple exclamation point.
Whoa.
Mind hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so hot. Four hot. Oh, my goodness, that's hot.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
A couple quick things from the world of sports. Willie, what do you got over there?
A Florida man has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison after he stole over 60 golf carts from businesses in seven states.
Wow.
Man.
The FBI began investigating Nathan Rodney Nelson in 2019 after the Cass County Sheriff's Office in North Dakota asked for help in solving a series of multi-state golf cart thefts starting in 2017.
Does he own his own golf course?
That technically has to be a fleet, right? 60?
Yeah.
Nelson was eventually arrested in June 2020 while he was caught trying to steal golf carts from a dealer in Donaldville, Georgia. Investigators say he stole at least 63 golf carts worth at least $250,000, and sold them under an alias at a cost of about $2,500 each. Nelson pleaded guilty in December to interstate transportation of stolen property.
Man,
if you can get a golf cart for $2,500,
there's a shortage right now.
It's a deal. Oh, why?
Yeah, it's.
Oh, I know why. Because a lot of these communities now, you can use a golf cart instead of a car.
I've been dealing with this for quite a while. It's very hard to get them fixed.
Oh, really? You've got golf cart problems?
Yes.
Boy, that is sad, isn't it? The true tragedies in life. Your neighborhood's golf cart doesn't work.
Oh. The six-seater's down. We have to take the four-seater.
No, the six-seater and the four-seater are down.
Oh.
And I got the guy coming next.
You know, I've got 80 carts from Aldi.
Really?
That's right. They only cost a quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
I sell them for 50 cents. I keystoned the whole lot.
No, golf carts right now are at an absolute premium.
I had no idea.
They should be.
The homeowners association didn't approve the shade of teal.
Yeah.
I sure love them, though. I love driving a golf cart.
In my neighborhood, you'd get around in a golf cart.
My sister's neighborhood's like that,
That's great.
Now.
It's great. But yeah, I've got them. I got them guys coming over to try to get them going again. And this guy could have made even more right now with the.
Yeah, $2,500 did seem
that's
low.
That's what I'm saying. That's yeah, a
that's,
heck of a
that's
deal.
That's real cheap.
Right.
But
how do you know they're
you
stolen?
You want to get them off your hands, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're buying them, how do you know that they're? I don't know if they.
I don't know how they fit in the back of your trunk, but whatever.
A flatbed.
Yeah.
But this guy's going to be, you know, when he finds out that in prison, the 19th hole, yikes.
Four. More like nine.
But he stole how many golf carts? What was the number again?
60.
63.
Yeah, it said that he stole $250,000 in money, and he was selling them, I guess, at average for $2,500. So that is a lot of carts.
Yep.
Okay, well.
How do you do that? I guess you just... I don't know.
It's easy.
Does your golf cart have a governor on it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, you got to take that off. That way you can start going 65, 70 down the streets of your neighborhood.
What do you mean it's easy to steal a golf cart?
Yeah.
They leave them with the keys in them just sitting
there?
No, in
but
lot?
All you need is a small screwdriver to...
Right, yes.
They're easy to... I worked at a golf course for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
And we had two golf carts that we took the governors off.
Yeah.
Number 14 and number 22. Yeah. And those were the ones you wanted. You could jump sand traps.
Exactly.
Nice.
Well, most of the time.
Yeah.
A few times they did not make the trap. But
yeah. When I first moved to my neighborhood 15 years ago,
yes, sir.
We had a gas-powered golf cart.
Yeah. That's
and Charlie rigged it. I had to hire a crew to come get it out of the woods. I am not joking. He was off-roading in that one.
I could see him doing that.
We got rid of. But yeah. Anyway, stolen golf cart. That wouldn't be much of a movie, like a Vin Diesel thing.
No, that's not Fast and Furious. No.
The Leisurely and the Furious. Yeah.
I rolled a golf cart when I was a kid.
No kidding?
Yeah.
I was golfing with my grandfather and said, let me drive. Took a hill like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, that's the last thing a lot of people do.
Little hint, if you do roll a golf cart, do not try to stop it with your hand. I've seen it happen, and I've seen people snap their arms multiple times.
Are
on
you
the golf
serious?
Course because they rolled it, and
instinctually?
They thought they could stop it with their hands, and it just crushes
oh.
them.
Man.
So just let it roll.
We're talking about this because the FBI is investigating a guy named Nathan Rodney Nelson, who allegedly stole 63 golf carts.
Yep.
It would have been 64, but there was a hole in one.
Oh, sure.
You can't, yeah. By the way,
those people are really teed off.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
My hand, you got to wash my hand. I imagine that a video game, Grand Theft Golf Cart, probably not all that fun.
I do. It might be. It could be like Mario Kart and GTO or GTA.
What kind of characters would they have, Willie?
It sounds like so much fun.
I know.
I don't know who the characters would be, but John Daly is the guy that lets you. Hey, John Daly here. You trying to ride around real quick? You know.
Oh, that'd be great. You pick up John Daly, get six beers.
Yes,
that's one of the side missions.
There are certain games where you can drink in them, and it's always fun, just like having your video game character get drunk.
Are you serious?
I'm on the couch. Yeah. I'm getting drunk. Yeah, it's a great time. And Grand Theft Auto stuff like that.
My
the
Lord.
Sims, even yeah.
Yeah.
But this guy stole 63 golf carts, allegedly. Impressively, by the way, he did it by stuffing them down his pants. You're wondering how he did it. And that's,
wow.
Oh, is that a golf cart in there? Are you glad to see me? Who knows? but I don't know. I think this guy's in big trouble.
It's got to be a confidence thing. If you pull up and you've got the truck and the trailer. And you say, hey, I'm here to service number 22.
Yeah.
And it's a 17-year-old kid's not going to say, oh, well.
Yeah.
And
you're
there's
right.
like two brands of golf cart, and the key for one works in all of them. So
right.
If you have, no matter what brand, all you need are two keys and you can steal any golf cart in the country.
And
the keys are usually in them. You worked at a country club for a while?
Yeah, for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'll be selling my golf cart
no,
soon.
I was a pro shop attendant. Like, they stored the clubs at for
sure.
the people.
Okay.
So when Mr. Johnson's here, so I'd go pull Mr. Johnson's clubs. I'd scrub them up real nice for him. I'd put them on the cart.
Nice. They give you, when he came back, you 20?
like a buck.
A buck?
Oh, Mr. Yeah. Johnson, cheap-ass bastard. Hated that guy. Mr. Adams, he'd give you a five spot. Love that guy.
Yeah. Who's that now?
Mr. Adams.
Five spot.
Five spot.
Yeah.
He'd hook you up.
All right. Nice.
But you weren't an actual looper. You weren't a jock. You were just a...
No, I would just clean... I would clean the golf clubs. I was...
That's an important gig.
Scrape out
each groove. If I bring mine in, could you
clean them up? I'll do them up real nice for you, Miss Lee.
All right.
Ace, you and your grandfather, would you always go golfing a lot or...
Just a couple times.
Oh, okay.
This guy... Did you see this? This guy stole these golf carts, allegedly 63 golf carts... In 7 states.
Right.
So he was technically under par. 63.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Those guys got some.
That's got to be why the FBI is involved, honestly.
Yeah. Multiple and again, states. Right now, golf carts are an absolute premium. I will be selling mine.
Are you selling it on air? What is this?
No, I'm joking.
It's Tradio.
What are you looking for, Tommy? You want to trade your golf cart for?
I'm looking for one of those Moki or Moke little cars.
Are you guys getting that?
Of course. Those are cool.
That is insane.
Can you get that, please?
Happy. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie.
Tom, if you sell your golf cart before I sell my boat, I'll beat your ass.
Well, my golf carts work.
My idiot cousin Lonnie's got a dune buggy, Chrissy, almost goes 100. We took the governor off of it.
Yeah.
And he likes the mud. And I heard you talking about Rick Mears had a golf cart, went over 100. I don't know how fast it went, but it went so fast when we hit bumps, we lost the fuzz buster on it. Hey, first off, Bob and Tom, I want to thank you for letting me be part of your panel discussion at the Hard Rock Casino the other day.
Yeah, you were great, Donnie. You just did a terrific job. It was great seeing you.
I love the Hard Rock. I was just surprised they didn't have more Molly Hatchet memorable stuff they wore. Hey, Tom, did you happen to notice that my old side piece, Patty Ferguson, was in the crowd?
No, I didn't see Patty. That's great.
She was the one doing keg stands at 4 a.m. pre-gaming in the parking lot for the show.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, she can't hold her mud on bottled beer, but kegled beer, man, she can go all day.
Beer in a keg is called keg.
Well, after the show, Josh, she told me she had 2 nosebleed seats of Reds game.
Oh,
yeah?
So we head over. Before we even got there, we shotgunned some Barfels and Janes and then chased in with about a half dozen little kings. So we get to our seats. She's half in the bag, starts posting up on me like Tony Katane's. And said Patty was in a romper. Anyways, to make a long story short and curly, let's just say we's both banned from Great American Ballpark forever.
Oh, that
I swear to God. I mean, they only gave Will Smith 10 years. We get lifetime ban like Pete Rose. Yep. So in the spirit of great lead singers like David Coverdale's, Brent Michael, and Pat Godwin's, I'd like to tell this story by way of interpretive song.
Oh, nice. Ah. Go ahead.
She took it off at the ball game. Her shirt came off for the crowd. She tossed her bra with a crazy grin. The cops said, don't ever come back again. Patty streaked for the home team. Some found it obscene. There were 1, 2 big bouncing boobs on the Jumbotron screen.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I swear to God she did. But I sort of blame the Reds about this because it all started when they put us on the Kiss Cam and there was so much tongue they had to put a parental advisory label on the screen. I swear to God. I better get my bail bonds guys here.
Okay, thanks. Right. Coming up, we have a really interesting story about guitars.
Mm-hmm.
We're big fans, of course. And Christy, I know, likes to do a lot of real estate.
Yes.
Christy's idea of porn is looking at, what's that thing called? Zippo? What do you look at?
Zillow.
Sorry. Zippo. That's a lighter.
Oh, are you a licensed realtor?
I used to be. Oh. My license is now.
You had 15 minutes and an internet connection?
Oh, boy. You know what? I spent many a night in school, you dick.
Yeah, gloves are off.
God.
This is why Elon Musk wants to buy Twitter.
3 hours on Tuesday.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.